This week's sedra is Parashas Truma. And with Parashas Truma, we enter the beautiful world of Mishkan, Truma Tetzav, the beginning of Kitisa, Vayakon and Pekudei, the last five Parashios in the book of Shemos, teach us about the beauty of the holy Mishkan that the Bnei Yisrael constructed. They donated the goods, they built, and they made a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Shechina, Mishkan Shechina, a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell amongst them, Kaviyachal, for the Shechina to dwell in this world. Parashas Truma begins with the following psukim, Paruch Chav Hei, in the book of Shmos. Adabar Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, V'yichu li Truma, Me'ez Kol Yisrael Shereid Venu Libu, Tichu as Trumasi. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the children of Israel, and they shall take for me a Truma, a donation, a portion. Me'ez Kol Yisrael Shereid Venu Libu, Tichu as Trumasi. From every man whose heart motivates him to give, you shall take my portion. V'zoh said Truma, Asher Tichu Mi'itam. What contributions are necessary? And this is the portion that you shall take from them, zahav, the kesef and nechoshes, gold and silver and copper, usechedes for argaman, v'sol shani, v'sheish izim. You should take blue wool and purple wool and scarlet wool, and you should take goat's hairs. The oros eli ma'adamim, ram skins dyed red. The oros tachashim, tachashim, the tachash was a special color for animal that only existed at that time, and the hide of the tachash made up the uppermost cover of the Mishkan, could only be seen from the bird's eye view. Va'atzei shitim, and shitim wood for the pillars, the internal structure of the shulchan, the aron kodesh, and all you shitim wood. Shemen la'ma'or, we need oil for lighting. B'saman la'shemen mishcha, we need spices for anointing. Oil. Ketores ha'samim, we need spices for the daily incense offering. Avnei shon v'avnei miluim, we need special stones. Le'efud v'lechoshen, for the Kohen Gadol's breastplate, his apron. V'asuli mikdash v'shechanti b'socha. Make for me a mikdash, and I shall dwell amongst them. I'm actually going to quote, and then we move into the different kelim that are constructed. No, I'm not constructed. The different kelim that Moshe is instructed to construct in this week's parasha. Truman, the Tzavra, the instructions, beginning of Kitisa, Ayakon, and Pekut, they are the implementation of these instructions. I actually want to speak about the very beginning of the parasha. The parasha of Moshe Leimar. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pesukim after base, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yichu li Truma. Speak to the children of Israel, and they shall take to me a portion, a donation. Why take to me? Why doesn't it just say, speak to the children of Israel and take a portion? Every man whose heart motivates him to give, take my portion. Now, we all know that every single word in the Torah is not superfluous and not accidental. It doesn't need to say, take to me a portion. It could just say, take a portion. I quote from Rav Yaakov Bender Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Darchi Torah, one of the master mechanchim and Rosh Yeshiva in our generation, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, Rabbi Yaakov Bender on the Parsha Volume 2. And he connects it beautifully to Purim, the upcoming Yom Tov of Purim, not only to the Parsha. What does it mean the donation is being given li for me? Isn't it clear that the money used for the Mishkan is a way of creating a resting place for his Shechina? And isn't all tzedakah for Hashem? Perhaps in this pasuk, the first time our nation is being asked to join together for a tzedakah campaign, we're being taught what tzedakah accomplishes. Beyond what we are supporting, there is another benefit. We are giving for him, capital H, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning we are emulating his ways and his will, which is to be givers. Now, just a break for a minute from Rav Yaakov Bender. How do we know we must emulate his ways and go in his ways being givers? So there's two places where the Gemara tells us very clearly, Sota Yudalad Aleph, the Gemara tells us clear and so to your daughter Aleph, to emulate God means to go in his ways. How do we go in his ways? We clothe the unclothed. We visit the sick. We comfort the mourners. We bury the dead. We give of ourselves and do for someone else. The Gemara also tells us in Shabbos, that we have to emulate Hashem based on the pasuk. So we see clearly that we have the Chazal expound that to go in God's ways means to emulate his midos. And just like Hashem is giving and compassionate, so too we must be giving and compassionate. So Rav Yaakov Bender says there's another benefit beyond just giving. It's not just give the zav kesef nechoshes chelis argaman solah shani sheish izim. It's not only that, it's li. We are emulating Hashem's ways. We are emulating Hashem's will, which is to be givers. And this is the purpose of life. Why did Hashem create the world? Olam chesed yibana. Created the world so that he could do for Kaiso, so that he could do for humanity, so that he could do for the world. This parsha is always read as Purim approaches. Rav Ben writes, yes, this year is in Rosh Hashanah, but it is read as Purim approaches. This year we read it in Adar Aleph. And the lesson is fundamental to the Avodah of the Holy Day. If we associate all Yamim Tovim with happiness, then Purim is associated with elation. We know, Mishnah tells us very clearly, whereas Av is the saddest day, saddest month on the calendar, Adar is the most joyous month in the calendar. Purim is associated with elation, writes Rav Yaakov Bender, the happiest day of Av. However, while this is true, there are also those for whom the opposite is true. There are those who have experienced loss, Rachman al-Atslan. Difficulties, trials, tribulations. Yamim Tovim exacerbate their pain, making it so much more acute. If on an ordinary day they can push past and live with their hurt and anguish, when one day is of merriment and festivity for everyone else, those who are suffering feel doubly pained. He brings a very, very interesting Ma'amar Chazal. The Pasuk in Megillas Esther tells us that in regard to the decree of Haman and Ahasuerus to annihilate all the Jews, Va'ir Shushan Nevocha, the city of Shushan was perplexed. The city of Shushan was bewildered. Chazal teaches us that while the Jews were crying at the thought of the destruction and annihilation, the locals were rejoicing at the new decree. There was a sense of bewilderment, of astonishment, of confusion in the streets. Some were dancing, while others were wailing and mourning. Va'ir Shushan Nevocha. There was a dual nature in the city of Shushan. Half the city was rejoicing, half the city was mourning. Rahman's son rejoicing that they would kill Jews at the new decree, and half the city, the Yidden, were crying. This was part of the Gezerah, he explains, that the Jews were feeling such intense pain and fright all around them while there was merrymaking and joy. That sentence actually reminded me of the war, Melchama, Operation Swords of Iron, in the aftermath of October 7th, while we cry for loss of life, while we mourn over destruction, while we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are in a state of somber emotion as a result of the situation after October 7th, the nations of the world rejoice around us over Jewish blood that has been spilled in the streets and the train stations and the college campuses. Some were dancing and others were wailing. This was part of the Gezerah, but the Jews felt such intense pain. But the world around them was merrymaking and joyous. For those in our communities who have suffered loss, Rechman al-Tzan Rav Bender says, Purim comes and brings an aspect of nevocha, rejoicing and exhilaration in the streets, while others are crying in their own homes. Rav Bender is well known for being very, very sensitive to the plight of those who have less, who are going through difficult times. I vividly remember, he says, the pain of losing my father. And while it never leaves a person, that first Shabbos remains particularly poignant. The empty chair at the head of the table reminding us of what we had a few days earlier had and suddenly lost. Every Yom Tov is another reminder of the gaping void. So what's the Eitzah? If someone is coming into Purim, which is meant to be a day of Simcha, having experienced loss, where should they look for Simcha? They do not feel. And by the way, we have to apply this teaching not only, Rechman al-Tzan, if someone suffers loss, but there are many people who go through very hard times. Not necessarily the ultimate loss, very difficult nisyonos, and they don't necessarily feel that Purim is a joyous day. When you give tzedakah, you're not just stam giving a monetary contribution, you're not just giving matanos of yonim, you're not just supporting somebody else, you're not just doing it for someone else. Think of the person. When you think of the person, you're emulating a kodesh baruch hu. V'yichu li truma, emulate me. Emulate God. This first national tzedakah contribution was not only to give the Zav Kesef and Nechoshas, teaches us to become compassionate people. And Bender says that that's one of the reasons why Truma is always falls out in Adar as we approach Purim. Purim itself provides the answer. We must learn the story, read the Pasuk, marvel the progression of what happened. Reinforces for us that in one instant, Yeshua Hashem Karevayin, darkness can be transformed into light. Benahafachu, it all turned around. There are always bumps in the road. But for Am Yisrael, in the end, happiness will triumph. Purim reminds us not to give up, to keep marching on. Also a lesson of Operation Swords of Iron, waiting for the moment of redemption. The Rambam addresses this, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah, I'm quoting Rav Bender still, it is preferable for a person to be more generous with his donations to the poor than to be lavish with his preparation of the Purim feast. Or in Mishloach Manos, sending gifts to friends. There is no greater and more perfect happiness, says the Rambam, than to gladden the hearts of the poor, the orphans, the widows, and the converts. That is the solution, says Rav Bender, to turning Purim into a happy day for all. This provides happiness to the giver, not just the receiver. And there is none who cannot find what to give and someone to give to. The Ribono Shel Olam creates many souls, bari nefashos rabos v'chesronon, and their needs. And so everyone in some way can give to somebody else. We can invest heart and soul in a Mishloach Manos to brighten someone's day. Other people can learn the Megillah and go around reading for people who cannot get out. Or we can simply go over and bring happiness to the home of somebody else. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, says Rav Yaakov Bender, was one of the happiest men alive, Gadol Hadar, Zchuso Yagen Aleinu. Before Yemim Tovim, he would call on his trusted Gabbai and hand him a stack of envelopes for the needy families of Yerushalayim. Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that one envelope contained tickets to the zoo in addition to money for Yom Tov. The mother in that home is an almana, and when her sons go back to cheder after Yom Tov, the other children will be discussing what they did on Chol HaMoed. Let those children also be able to say, we also enjoyed a Chol HaMoed trip. Says Rav Yaakov Bender, he invested in bringing joy to others. And that's what made Rav Shlomo Zalman one of the happiest people on earth. This story, by the way, is told down, brought down in other Sfarim. I've read it other places as well. The Rambam tells us that this is Simchas Purim. Be more generous with donations to the poor, Matanos Lavyonim, than lavish preparations on a feast or in sending gifts to friends. True joy comes from gladdening others. It means we can do it, and it means if we try, happiness is attainable for each and every one of us. And he ties it so beautifully into the contributions for the Mishkan. Make sure your heart is motivated to give. But do it with the kavana that we are emulating a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm bringing joy, hopefully, Be'ezar Hashem, Siyata D'Shmaya, to those going through difficult times. And then we make all of our Avodas Hashem into V'alachto B'drachav, Ma'hu Rachum V'chanon, Av Ata Rachum V'chanon. Be'ezar Hashem, we should be Zocha to the ultimate V'nohapachu, the immediate Geula, and Be'ezar Hashem B'karav, we will all be able to rejoice. Zaha Yamasa Hashem Nagila V'nismichabot. Thank you so much. Kol Tov. Have a wonderful day. And Be'ezar Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.